The White House keeps pointing to a plan that the Department of Homeland Security released at the beginning of the month, but they're not adding anything more beyond that. And that plan from DHS says that the department is increasing their capacity to process new arrivals at the border, and they're beefing up law enforcement presence as well. Here's what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said this afternoon.
We've proposed a plan, so that's a plan that is being implemented. In terms of any ideas to address immigration, including any delay of Title 42, that would require congressional action.
And what they're also saying and being really adamant about is that Title 42 isn't technically an immigration policy. It's a public health directive. The administration says they're just following guidance set by the CDC.
Okay, so the clock is ticking, right? There's about a month left until Title 42 is set to be lifted. So what should we be watching for?
Yeah, so in the next couple of weeks, I think the thing to keep an eye out for is that DHS has said that they're continuing to expand their resources on the border. And then when it comes to a legislative fix as an option, Congress could act if they want to. But in the meantime, you can expect members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, to be asking more questions. This DHS plan has been out for weeks now, but it's clearly not enough for them. And in the next week, you can see DHS Secretary Mayorkas is testifying in front of the House Judiciary Committee, which is known for its pretty heated partisan confrontations. And the top Republican on that committee is Jim Jordan of Ohio. He's already asking Mayorkas to come prepared for answers on the administration's plans once Title 42 expires.